And this crowd is on its feet, and it is pandemonium. And that's only the half of it.
He's got Goodwin open in the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown! Flash Goodwin!
I like that kind of party, baby!
Halftime is over. We're back with more of the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO.
You can't stop C.J. Spiller. You can't stop him. How did he do it? How did he do it?
Let's go sometime.
There he is. Hold hands. Let's go. Check it out.
The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, supplying natural gas and electricity to thousands of homes and businesses across Western New York.
Everybody's on their feet in the stands. This crowd is absolutely whipped into a frenzy.
The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Hour two of the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO on this Friday night. The Bills held their draft media luncheon today, so we're all about the draft today, and we're joined in studio by the Bills Director of College Scouting, Calvin Fisher. Thanks for coming by here, Calvin. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
You hear those highlights. You haven't been around here too long, but it's good to hear real football, right? I mean, it makes you think we're not that far away from real football.
No question. I got goosebumps listening to that.
Yeah. From me or my predecessor, Van Miller? Which one? Hey, question for you. Your first draft this year as a college scouting director, how much fun have you had preparing for this event in 2 weeks now?
I had a lot of fun doing it. What was really great about it is being able to go and see all the top players. And obviously you see more players, you know, prior to me getting the director job. I was a West Coast, you know, scout. So I just mainly stayed on the West Coast, and I branched out a little bit to the Southwest. But it's fun when you see a bunch of good football players.
I never thought of that. As an area scout, you probably have no idea what's going on across the country with the guys that your colleagues are looking at.
Correct. And it's hard to have a better it's hard to have a real good comparison of players. You know, you may think in your area, as an area scout, you may think that a player is really, really, really good. And don't get me wrong, he probably is really good. But then when you compare him to a guy, say, from Alabama, and that guy's really, really good, and you're like, whoa, it's a big drop off, you know, between the two players. So when you get to see them all, you have a real good comparison.
In your time, what did you have, 13 years with the Steelers as an area scout?
Yes.
In your time there, you come to the draft meetings with your opinions on the players you've seen. How does that all get hashed out, and what's the process, at least with the Steelers, before we get to the Buffalo Bills here? How do you put all that together? Do they let the area scouts go at it and argue the case for these players?
Everyone have their time to voice their opinion, and then at that point, you know, they hash it out. The director and the GM and the head coach kind of hash it out. Now, if you think that the guy's a little too low or a little too high, you can still voice your opinion.
It's that part of the process. You've already done some of it, but it seems to me that next week really is when it really gets down to the scouts all getting together and finalizing the draft board here in Buffalo, right?
Oh, correct. And we talked at the combine how I was telling you there's certain phases the process. You got to just go through the process. We're in the last phase, and we're also, the process is pretty much, you know, we did all the work. So now you're going to this last phase, and you put everything together, and you're feeling like it's going to come together. I mean, just, you know, with doing the interviews earlier today and how Doug said, the board is up. We're ready. You know, we can go, right? We can draft right now if we needed to. So I think when you do it that way, there's no panic.
Yeah. Have you ever, in your experience with the Steelers before you got here, or even this past year with Buffalo, you haven't been in this draft situation yet with the Bills, but has there ever been a case that you can think of, and you can mention specifics if you want, where some last-minute info came in the week before the draft that substantially changed the way the Steelers, for instance, were going to draft?
I don't remember. I'm sure it has happened, but I don't remember, and I don't think I was – maybe I wasn't involved enough to really know that. And I say involved enough, just that might have been something that the GM, the president, and then the head coach talked about. Right. Whereas we never, you know, as a scout, we never knew what happened. But I never experienced it, no.
Kevin, you spent your time with the Steelers. Doug Whaley came to Buffalo from the Steelers. How much of the Steelers model is replicated in the Bills draft preparations now?
I like the way Doug is doing things. I think he took a little from Pittsburgh. He tweaked a little, you know, from just the things that he's been around and saw. So for me, it's refreshing because it's new. You know, and sometimes people say change. This was a great change for me. But he has a lot of the philosophy, but he also created his own, and which I really, really like.
Yeah. We're with Calvin Fisher, the Bills director of college scouting. The Bills scouting staff met with the media today to talk about the draft, which is 2 weeks from last night, 2 weeks from Thursday. The scouting staff scheduled to go into meetings most of next week. So what goes on in those meetings? What's the last minute preparations that
we'll talk about? We'll talk about the spring workouts and the combine workouts and different information from the visits and things like that. And we'll kind of put everything together and get a, you know, just have a little better feel for the players.
Yeah. How much it goes into scouting what other teams are going to do and who does that work? In other words, the eight teams in front of you in the first round.
I mean, I don't think we have anyone actually trying to figure out who they're going to draft and who they want to draft. I think what you do is you put your board together and you know who you want to draft.
Right.
You know.
And you mentioned to me a minute ago about how being in this position with the ninth pick is not it's not that difficult as far as setting up, let's face it, nine players that you'd be interested in the first round. You're going to get one of them.
Right. We should get one of the ones that we want out of the top nine.
How do you feel about that? Does it make it easier for a scouting director?
I don't think it makes it easier because I know everyone focuses on the first round.
Right.
My whole philosophy on it is that you want six good picks. So your first rounder, of course, you want that to be – you're hoping he's your best player because he's taken in the first round. But you still got to focus on those other five picks to put together the team you want.
When you met with the media earlier today with Doug Whaley and the rest of the scouts, as you can tell, a lot of people get focused on positions. And I'm going to ask you about some of these positions in a second here. But for a Bills fan, is that maybe the wrong way to look at this year's draft, to focus on we need a tackle or a wide receiver or a tight end? Is that not the right approach?
I don't think it's the right approach. I think you take the best player, and like Doug said earlier, you take the best player that's going to help us win and get to the playoffs.
And is that a function of the talent you have on your roster now, or is that an overall philosophy?
I just think it's a philosophy of your approach toward the draft. I think that your philosophy have to be, we're going to take the best player up on the board when it's our turn to pick.
Each round, regardless of what you have on the roster already.
Right.
Because Doug Whaley has made a point of saying a couple of times, we feel like we don't have any pressing needs, anything that's lying right on top of us that we have to get. That's got to be kind of a better approach to the draft in terms of not reaching, not making mistakes.
Right. And also the philosophy of you never can go wrong with having too many good players, even in one position. I mean, you think about our DBs last year, how they got hurt, you know, the receivers getting hurt. You never can go wrong with having too many good players. I mean, you got too many good players, you're going to be pretty good.
Yeah, that's right. Calvin Fisher, our guest, director of college scouting for the Bills. So all that being said, let me ask you about some of these prospects and just get your scout's eye view of some of these people. And let me start with the tight end, Eric Ebron. What do you think of him? You've had him in here. You've, I'm sure, went to his pro day, I would imagine, and you saw him at the combine. What do you think about him as a prospect?
I didn't go to his pro day, but okay. I did study him. I did watch him at the combine. I think he's a good player, and like Jim Mono said at the media, he's an all around tight end. He can block, he can catch, he can run. He's athletic. I mean, he's big. I mean, everything about him, you would be happy to have him.
Yeah, those tight ends are being held to a high standard now with the emergence of Gronkowski and Graham. Is he in that caliber of tight end? Would you think?
I think he's in that caliber of tight end. I mean, from what we've seen in college, he could be one of those elite tight ends that, you know, catch a lot of balls, but also helps you block. And, you know, it's funny. Everyone talks about tight end oriented offenses and things like that. But when you look at the Super Bowl, I don't think Seattle has a tight end. Do you know his name?
Is it Jeremy Stevens? I don't even know who it is anymore. Who is it?
So that's my point.
I'm going to look it up.
I mean, I'm just curious. Like, everyone's talking about how it's a tight end driven
Zach Miller. Me,
yeah.
Okay.
Zach Miller, Arizona State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably scouted him. Yeah. So what are you saying? Tight ends are not that critical to success?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that, you know, it's other positions that I think is a premium just as well.
Yeah. All right. Another position, wide receiver. People have said this is the deepest class of wide receivers they've seen in a while. Do you agree?
I would agree, but every year I think what happens with the receiver is – last year it was a bunch of good players. I mean, you know, with receivers, I think they have to go to the right team. I mean, you can be the best receiver and don't have a quarterback and that can't get you the ball, and you know, but it is very deep. I mean, you know, you can take a guy in the fifth round and he's probably going to pan out pretty good.
Yeah.
You know,
did these people, Marv Levy years ago used to say, you got to give receivers maybe a little extra time to develop, that it's very rare that a rookie receiver is ready to play. Is that still the case, do you think?
I think rookie receivers coming in are ready to play, but maybe to go from, if they had 12, 14 touchdowns in college, they may only have 8 or 7 their rookie year, and then they may jump from 7, 8 to 10 or 11. I mean, of course, you're going to say, well, they're starting to get better. But I think coming in as a rookie, I think a lot of these guys are ready. I mean, with the OTAs and you're, you know, a lot of these guys train with NFL players when they're in college. And when they get drafted, they train with NFL players on the offseason. So I think that helps them to come into camp a little more prepared than in the past.
A lot of Bills fans get excited about Mike Evans from Texas A&M. Should they be excited? What do you see there?
I mean, I think Mike Evans is a good player. I think he's a real good player.
You know? Can you elaborate? I mean, what does he do well?
He definitely gets the jump ball. I mean, he's a big receiver that gets downfield and catches a lot of the deep balls on receivers. You know, he's a strong guy. He blocks well. I mean, he's a big receiver. You probably can do a lot of things with him. You know, we're excited about Mike Evans too, yeah. You know.
Is there a premium in this organization and maybe league-wide put on bigger wide receivers these days?
I know everyone's talking about, everyone's trying to get big, and Doug mentioned in the media that, you know, the corners aren't as big as the receivers, so a lot of teams are trying to get big with big receivers. I mean, and there are some good athletic big receivers.
Offensive linemen, there are three, it seems like, predominant tackles that people talk about. Can we get through these three with you, Robinson, first of all? What do you think of him?
He's a good player, big, strong, athletic tackle.
I think we talked at the Combine about him, and you said he has maybe the most upside of that group.
He's a big guy, and I mean, he's athletic, and he can bend, and he does some things that's pretty special.
Jake Matthews, what do you make of him?
Another big technician, very athletic guy. Another same thing.
Yeah. Taylor Lewan from Michigan.
Same thing.
Yeah.
You go down the list, and all those guys are good. I mean, really, really good players, and you probably can't go wrong with any of them.
Is it, in philosophy-wise, is it advisable to take an offensive lineman, you know, with a premium pick, like a top 10 pick, do you think? Or can you wait, maybe in this draft, wait to get the guy that
you
want?
I don't know if you're going to get one of those top-notch guys those guys we discussed. I don't know if you'll get that guy in the second round with the 41st pick.
You know? One issue that came up, and Doug Whaley talked about it today, we've talked about it before, is the distinction between left tackle and right tackle. Doesn't really work anymore, does it?
I just think, you know, and the guy asked me that question in the media, but my thing is, okay, you play against a 34 defense, your left outside linebacker, your right outside linebacker, they're both going to be pass rush specialists. So if you got your left tackle, right tackle, you still got to be able to block both of them.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I said, you know, do you put a premium on a right tackle today? I don't know necessarily if you put a premium on them, but you better have a good one.
Let me ask you about quarterbacks for a second, and let me ask you to guess, if you'd like to, how many quarterbacks will go before the Bills pick 9th in 2 weeks? One? Three? What do you think?
I'll be honest with you. I don't know, because I really haven't studied the other 8 teams to determine if they really need a quarterback or not. You know, I didn't really study them, you know, to say, well, these guys actually really need a quarterback. I mean, you know, everyone talks about Houston needing a quarterback with the first pick, but they have Case Keenum, I believe, and they brought in Ryan Fitzpatrick, right. You know. So do they really need a quarterback in the first round with the first pick?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the sticky situation in this draft, is that you got, you know, 8 teams ahead of us that none of them may not draft a quarterback in the first round.
That would not be good for the Bills, would it?
Would not be good.
Yeah, you're counting or hoping that somebody.
And that's what, and that's the whole thing. I think that's the fun part about the draft is no one knows.
Right.
I mean, you can put together all the mock drafts you want. But,
oh, there's out there.
just like with us, we hoping and we wish that this team take these guys. I mean, but until that time come, you don't know. And that's why you have to be ready with your board.
Is there a quarterback that you particularly admire in this group? Not to say you're going to draft one, but is there one guy that you think projects as maybe having the best chance at a good NFL career?
I think it's a couple guys that I think – you know, that can have good NFL careers. But I also will say this. As a quarterback, that's a position that if you bring them in and they have supporting cast, they're going to be okay. If you bring them in and they have no supporting cast, and we've seen in the history of this league how many guys fell because there wasn't enough good players around them.
Yeah. And, Calvin, is that part of maybe what the Bills' philosophy is, not just in the draft but overall personnel-wise? You brought in your quarterback a year ago. Let's give him a supporting cast.
You have to have a supporting cast. I mean, and that's why I always say you get the best player no matter what, because you can't go wrong with too many good players.
Yeah. Do you feel like you have enough ammunition going into this draft? You have only 6 picks. There have been years when there have been a lot more picks for the Bills.
I think we did a great job in free agency. That yes, we have enough ammunition, and we may sneak in and get a couple college free agent guys that come in and help us. You know, I mean, you look at Nickell Robey; he was a college free agent guy. Jeff Toole. So I mean, you get 2 or 3 more of those guys. You know, that helps you.
Sure. And what are we talking about? I think the roster is at 75. You add 6 picks, you're at 81. So 9, maybe 10.
Nine, 10 free agents. Yeah. You know, even if say a couple of those guys develop into good players in a year or two.
Yeah.
I mean, you still, it helps you. So, I mean, I think the draft from start to bottom, and I'm talking first round to free agents, is work. And it's about how you develop your board.
On the topic of undrafted free agents, during the course of draft weekend, and I know you've done your homework on all of these prospects, but when do you start thinking about, all right, let's, you know, we have our board still. Let's start targeting these guys. Get ready to go.
I think Saturday, you know, maybe 5th round, you start saying, hey, you know, let's start looking at these guys and the numbers on them. We got the correct phone numbers and things like that.
I would imagine in your years, maybe with the Steelers, you're sitting there in the 7th round and you're almost ready to punch in the phone number and somebody takes them.
Right.
That's going to drive you crazy.
And you go down to the next guy.
Okay. So you're telling me there's no emotion. It's all like.
It is because at that point, you know, you're really excited. I mean, not that you don't want this kid to be drafted. You know, you're just excited like, I can have a chance to bid on this guy and get him.
Right.
You know, and then when he's taken away, I mean, you're like, whoa, what just happened? You know, and he's like, okay, let me start calling this other guy, get ready to call the other guys.
So. Yeah. So preparation is the key going into draft weekend.
No question.
From the 1st round to the 7th round to the
undrafted. Free agency, yes.
Yeah. And that preparation started for you and your team, what, last May when you got here?
Yeah. Last June.
Yeah.
We got in and we sat down in June at mini camp and got ready for training camp, went to training camp, and, you know, we've been running ever since.
Yeah. Too much time waiting for this draft these last 2 weeks? What do you think?
I did enjoy the week off that Doug gave us, but I guess maybe next year I won't be as – because I'm excited because of my role.
Right.
You know, and I'm excited about the input that I would have in the draft. So, I wanted it to start last night. So,
yeah. And one thing you said as we sat down was, you know, you're drafting 9th in a couple of weeks. You don't want to be in this position again in the future.
Never.
Where would you like to be in the draft? I mean, 32, I
32,
guess.
32. Yeah. 31.
Yeah.
No lower than, what, 30?
Yeah. And being from the Steelers, you probably never had a chance to draft this low, right?
Right. This is the first time for me. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to it, getting a great player, but I'm also looking forward to sitting around pretty much the whole night to wait for my pick, too.
Yeah. Hey, Calvin, thanks. We appreciate it. Good luck to you guys next week, and we'll see you in a couple weeks as the draft approaches.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. Calvin Fisher, the Bills Director of College Scouting, getting set for his first draft with the Buffalo Bills. It is just a couple of weeks away. The draft starts on the Thursday, May 8th, Radio City Music Hall. Got more to come. The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.